started Eid Torah Moshe Chaf Talad Kislev Tavshin Pei Beis Rav Yisrael Friedman.
Sarev Chanukah, time is goyrim to speak in Yunei Chanukah, the avoid of Chanukah. I want to start with the Chiddush of the Or HaChaim HaKodesh in this week's Parshim, Parshas Miketz. The very first Pusik states, Vayhi Miketz Shnosayim Yumim Iparoi Choylem. It was after 2 years, Iparoi Choylem, and Paroi was dreaming. Asks the Or HaChaim HaKodesh, Ipar Choylem is Lushan Hoive, is the present tense. It should say, Vahi Miketz, after 2 years, Chulam Paroi, Paroi dreamt, or Vayachaloim Paroi, he had a dream. Ipar Choylem means after 2 years of Paroi dreaming. Says the Or HaChaim HaKodesh Achidish, as Paroi had the same identical dream every night for 2 years. It was after 2 years of Paroi being choylem, the same dream every single night. Ela shehoyo yuda yudeya shechulam. He didn't realize that he dreamt. Every morning he woke up, he hadn't realized that he dreamt. Ela sof shnasayim, after 2 years, chulam veloy shuchach. Asks the Rebbe Pinchas Koritzer, why did the Rabbeinu Shlom make it that Paroi should have to have the same dream every night for 2 years, and only eventually after 2 years did he remember his dream? Said the Pinchas Koritzer as follows, a story from the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh. The Baal Shem Tov was once going with one of his Talmidim on the way. It was a boiling hot summer's day, and they ran out of water. And this Talmud was desperately thirsty. In the middle of nowhere, there was no water. And the Talmud said, Rebbe, I can't carry on. I'm so parched. I have to have some water to drink. And the Baal Shem Tov said, if you'll have bituchen, we'll find water. And they carried on. And the Talmud said, Rebbe, I just can't. I'm chalashing. I need some water. And the Baal Shem Tov said, if you'll have bituchen, Rebbe Yishon will send water. And hey, out of nowhere, suddenly there was a goy carrying a large barrel of water. They stopped, they asked him if they could have some water. With pleasure, he gave them some water. Baal Shem Tov asked this goy, tell me, do you live here in the area? He said, no, my horse ran away. And for the last 3 days, I've been walking here in the area trying to find my horse. Said the Baal Shem Tov to his Talmud, you see, already 3 days ago, the Rabbi Shem was makdim refia lemaka. The Rabbi Shem already prepared this guy to come here to have his water, so that when you come to the right level of emina and bituchen, then straight away you'll get your glass of water. Said Reb Pinchas Koritzer, this is the pshat in the Or HaChaim HaKodesh. Yosef was punished with another 2 years in prison because he put his bituchen in the Tzar HaMashkin. He didn't have the correct bituchen in the Rabbeinu Shlom. So the Rabbeinu Shlom made it that every single night for those 2 years, Paroi should have the same identical chulam, so that as soon as Yosef comes to the level of bituchen, straight away Paro will remember his dream and Yosef will come out of prison. And this yisod of the Baal Shem Tov is Be'emes HaGemura and Masechtes Ksibus and Daf Samach Zayin on the base. The Gemur brings a story there that an Uni once knocked on the door of Ruva's house and he asked Ruva, he's an Uni, he's very hungry, he wants something to eat. Said, Ruva, please be my guest, come inside. What can I give you to eat? So he said, I want you to give me that Tanagoilus Patima V'yayin Yushan. want you to give me a gitter fleischige cedar and an old vintage wine. Reuel was taken aback and he said to him, Loichaishes ledochke de tzibira? It's one thing to feed a poor man. You want me in the middle of the week to give you suddenly a yontif cedar? Answered this Uni back to Reuel, Omalei, Oti midit hi kochilna? Am I eating from you? Midirachmuna kochilna? I'm eating from the Rabbeinu Shloilam. As we've learned, Einei koile lecha yisabairi. It's not you, Rabbi, giving me to eat. It's the Rabbeinu Shloilam. So I'm not being machbid on the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Says the Gemara, Adahucha, just then there was another knock on the door. Rabbi's sister had come to visit her brother. Tells us the Gemara she hadn't seen him for 12 years. And therefore, to celebrate this reunion, she had brought with her a ganze seder, fleischige seder, with van, mit alle gitter Sachen. So said Reuel, please be my guest and eat. So here we see this story that this sister of Reuel had been traveling and brought with her this food, just that when this Oni came and knocked on the door and he said, I'm not eating from you, I've got bitoch in the Rabbeinu Shloilam. The Rabbeinu Shloilam had sent Reuel's sister to come and bring the food. And this Yisod is very Noigaya when it comes to the Yontif of Hanukkah. It's written in the Sefer Shachal HaTorah, it's written by one of the Talmidim of the Arizal, in the Pusik in Parshas Vayetze, Vayivusa Yaakov Levadoi Vayeovek Ishimoi. So Vayivusa Yaakov Levadoi says in Parshas Vayishlach. Says the Shachal HaTorah, Al Tikra Levadoi Ela Lekadoi. Vayivusa Yaakov Levadoi, Yaakov remained by himself, Al Tikra Levadoi Ela Lekadoi. You know why Yaakov Avini went back? He's fleeing for his life from Esav Arusha. He goes back for a few pachim ketanim. He went back to retrieve lekadoi, a particular jug. Which jug was this? Says the Shach as follows. When Yaakov Avini came to Ha Hamoriah, and he woke and there was the nest, all the stones turned into one stone. He woke up in the morning, and he took some shemen, Yitzhak shemen al rosh, and he poured the shemen onto the stone. Where did he get this shemen from? Tells us the Shachal HaTorah, there was a ness. He found this kad with shemen in it. And when he poured out the shemen, straight away the jug refilled itself. Said Yaakov Avini, this is a shemen ness. I'm not going to leave this jug here. And this is the kav which he took with him, and writes the Shachal HaTorah, V'hi HaShemen Shenim Shechi Mimeni HaMishkan V'chol Kelov V'hamizbeach V'aroin Ibuno V'hameluchim. And this is the kav HaShemen, when the story of Eliyahu Hanavi, who told the Isha HaTzofatis, kav HaShemen Loisichla, that it won't stop pouring. And this is the Kav HaShemen which Yaakov Avini went back to retrieve. In the Sefer Be'er HaShmiel, which was written one of the great Gedolim hundreds of years ago, Reb Shmiel Koidenova, he was the father of the Kav HaYusha, he adds on to this, Epushet hi be'enai, to me is pushet, Shigam oisei hapach nizgale gam ken levnei chashmenui. This was the same Kav which was found, the Pach HaShemen, which the Chashmenuim discovered, Shahoya Chusim B'Choysuma Shel Koyen Gudel Shel Aroin HaKoyen. In the Gemara only tells us it was Chusim B'Choysim Koyen Gudel. We don't know which one. Says the Be'er HaShmiel, it was the Choysim of Aroin HaKoyen. Dichsiv Gabei Zeli L'doi Roiseichem. Your avoider will remain for all generations. With this we understand why the B'ditcha Baruch writes in Kedishas Levi that the Yontif of Chanukah is Keneged Yaakov Avini. What's the connection between Yaakov Avini and the Ness of Chanukah? And Azoi Shab, the Shem Mishmiel, the name of his father, the Avne Nezer. But according to this vort of the Be'er HaShmiel, we understand it very well. because this was the same Kadash Shemen which came from Yaakov Avini. In Megillas Chashmenuim is written that this Kav HaShemen dated back to the days of Shmuel Hanovi. It had been lying there underneath Tosis Rez. It was written, it was lying in the foundations of the Beis Hamikdash. It had been, this Nes Chanukah took place in the second Beis Hamikdash. But this Kav HaShemen had been lying there since the times of Shmuel Hanovi. When David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, they built the Beis HaMikdash, this Kadosh Shemen was lying there in the foundations, was there the entire Bayis Rishon. It stayed there after Chom Bayis Rishon, and it remained there until it was discovered in Bayis Sheni. The Lushan of the Megillas Chashmenuim is, V'leimotzi kim tzloiches achas, they only found one jug, asher hoye chasima betabas koyen gudoil mimei Shmuel Hanovi. Interesting to note, as in the Targum, in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Beis Pusik Dalet, after Shmuel Hanovi was born, Shevatis Palal Chana. And the Targum there says that Beriach Neviya Shidavan, that in the Schiz of Shmuel Hanovi, Klal Yisrael should be Zoichem victorious in the various battles. And Chana Davan, that when they will be in the time of the Chashmenuim, and they will be attacked by the Yevunim, that the Chashmenuim should be Mizgaba over the Yevunim. So we see there already that the connection between Shmuel Hanovi and the Pach HaShemen. So what comes out is that this Pach HaShemen was lying there for over 600 years. Nobody noticed it. Comes back the Chashmenuim the first day, and they discovered this Pach HaShemen which had been lying there for over 600 years, and nobody had seen it. We know the Avodah of Chanukah, state in Kedishas Levi and many Sforim, is the Avodah of Re'iyah, being metaher our vision. Every day when we wake up in the morning, we recite Birchas Hashachar, and we thank Hashem that Baruch Hashem that our body works, all the faculties are working, and we thank Hashem for the various different things. Interesting to note that when it comes to the Brucha of Re'iyah, we recite two bruchas. First we say Poikeach Ivrim, and then we make another brucha, Hamavish Shena Me'enoi. Why, when it comes to Re'iyah, do we have two bruchas? And a second question, why do we say Poikeach Ivrim? When a person sleeps, he's not blind, merely his eyes are closed. L'chore would be more correct to say Poikeach Einayim. The Boishim opens our eyes. Why Poikeach Ivrim? Chaschum, a person is blind when he's asleep. Sugin Rishoinim, Hazoi state in the Avodram, and Hazoi state in the Sefer Riba Yuka, the Rebbe from the Ramban. The reason why we make Poikeach Ivrim is Ba'af al pi she'ein ha'udom ivim mamish. Although a person isn't literally blind, Ela susim ha'ayin, but his eyes are closed, Noifel boi lushim pikicha. We use the lushin of Pekicha, Pekeach Ivrim, like it's written by Udom and Chava. After the Chet Udom Rishon states in the Torah, V'nifgechi Einechem, and their eyes were opened, V'yedi, and they realized, Ki Eirimim Heim. Says the Avidram, Shlohoi Ivrim, Udom and Chava were blind, Elohoi Satimim Min Hadas. They hadn't realized that. After the Chet Udom Rishon, V'nifgechi Einechem doesn't mean they started to see. They realized something which they hadn't realized before. With this we see that Poikeach Ivrim doesn't refer just to seeing, to vision. Rather, Poikeach Ivrim refers to understanding what you see. And this is the Yontif of Chanukah. The Yontif of Chanukah is to look at the Neiros Chanukah. Question is, what are we supposed to look at? What are we supposed to take out of looking at the Neiros Chanukah? It's written in Parshas Vayera by the Akedah Vayhi beyoim hashlishi vayas hamukhoin meiruchoi. It came the third day, Avraham Avinu saw the place from the distance. How did he know that he'd arrived, that this was the place? Tells us Chazal Medrash Rabbah. Oma Avruam li Yitzchok, said Avraham Avinu to Yitzchok, Beni, roya ato ma sha'ani roya, do you see what I see? Oma Lehi said, hen, yes, they saw an anan al hoho. They saw a cloud, this is the cloud, anan ashchina, they knew this was their destination. Oma l'shnei ne'urov, said Avraham Avinu to his two servants, Royim atem ma shani roya, do you see what I see? Omri loy lav, he said, no, we see nothing. Oma, said Avraham Avinu, hoyel v'chamoy eina roya, v'atem roy einem royim. The chamoy doesn't see, and you also don't see. Oy bezoy shvilechem poyim achamoy, just you stay here with the donkey. From here we see that you can see and not see. Avraham Avinu said, Roya atem mashani roya, do you see what I see? Yitzchok Avinu said, yes, I see. The Ne'orim said, no, we don't see anything. This Pach HaShemen was lying there for 600 years. Came the Yevonim into the Beis HaMikdash. They were there for 3 years. They defiled everything. They tried to vandalize and destroy whatever they could find. They hunted from top to bottom, but they didn't see this one Pach HaShemen. Came the Chashmenuim back into the Beis HaMikdash, and the very first day, straight away, immediately, they saw it. Why? This is the Zelba Vot with the Or HaChaim HaKodesh says. Because when a person is on the Madrega, then when he's on that Madrega, he's Zoicha to see straight away. Paro had this chulam for 2 years, but as long as Yosef wasn't on the Madrega of Bituchen, the Boishim made it that Paro shouldn't remember. When the Chashmenuim came back, they were zoicha to this brucha of Poikeach Ivrim. The Boishim opened their eyes and they were able to see. The Zelba Yisod, Shav the Chod Kivarebbe, Legaba Hugger, state when the Hugger was going with Yishmul, they ran out of water. The Boishim opened her eyes, and hey, suddenly she saw. Pashas, we understand that there was a nest. The Boishim suddenly created a well out of nowhere. So the Chod Kerebbe, that's not what's written in the Torah. The Torah says, the Boishim opened her eyes, and she saw the well of water. The well of water was there all the time. Why didn't she see it then if it was there all the time? But Rashi tells us there was a big machloikas going on in Bezal Shemalem. The Malachi Ashus were being mekatrig and saying to Rabbi Nishloilem, somebody sha'usid lehomis b'necho batsuma, Yishmoz Einikach are going to kill your children with thirst and you're going to give him water to drink? And there was a din Torah going on in Shemayim. So as long as this din Torah wasn't yet paskened, so therefore, Hugger was unable to see the well of water. When the Rabbi Nishum said to the Malach Yeshus, but now, is he a tzaddik or is he a rusha? And the psak was, Bashay, he show me he's a tzaddik. So as soon as it was paskin that Yishmol is deserving the water, Vayivkech elekeil esseinei, the Boshim opened her eyes. And here's written the famous medrash, Oben Rabbi Yomim, Hakol Becheske Simim, Ad Shakosh Baruch Hi, Meye esseneim, Shenema, everybody is considered as if he is a simul until Rabbi Shem opens his eyes and then he sees. The Ness of Hanukkah was a double Ness, that the Yevunim didn't see it and that the Chashmenuim did see it. How come the Yevunim didn't see it? Because they weren't worthy. So the Rabbi Shem didn't open their eyes. The Chashmenuim were worthy, and therefore the Rabbi Yishum opened their eyes. Writes the Chodki Rebbe as follows, Segilas Mitzvahs Nechanukah. The Segila of the Mitzvah of Nechanukah is Leheye Es Honayim. Through the Mitzvah of Nechanukah, We should come to this madrega that our eyes should be open. And that's why we find a chiddush by Ner Chanukah, which we don't find by any other mitzvah. By every mitzvah which we know we have to perform, whether it should be tefillin, blowing a shofar, eating matzah, sitting in sikkah, whatever it should be, if you don't do that mitzvah, you cannot make a brucha. I can't make a brucha on the fact that somebody else puts on tefillin. I can't make a brucha on the fact that somebody else shakes arba minim, eats matzah. The one and only exception to this rule is Neiros Chanukah. If you didn't put on the menorah, but you see somebody else's menorah, the halacha is you also make the brucha, the birchas hamenorah. And Tosfos writes in Sikkun Daf Mem Vov Amud Aleph, Haroya Ner Shel Chanukah Tzorech Levorach. If you didn't put on the menorah, but you saw another menorah, you have to make a brucha. B'shar mitzvos kegoin lila v'sikha loy tikni levorach. And all other mitzvos, Chazal were never mesaken. You an oinus, you couldn't shake arba minim, you couldn't eat matzah, you couldn't put on tefillin. I saw somebody else doing the mitzvah. There's no such thing as putting or making a brucha on somebody else's mitzvah. Aber bei hier gab eine Chanukah mishim chavivus hanes, because of the chavivus, how precious the ness of Chanukah was, that's why you can make a brucha even if you didn't perform the mitzvah yourself, you merely saw somebody else. This Tosfos needs an explanation. How can this be? We know every mitzvah should be gif, but you cannot make a brucha only if you do it yourself. And here's his Tosfos. Now Chanukah is different. Mishim chavivus hanes. The chavivus of the ness is so great, you can make a brucha even if you saw somebody else's menorah. The answer is Lefi Divareini, because this in itself is the lesson of Chanukah. The lesson of Chanukah is that when a person is Zoicha, the Rabbi Shloim opens our eyes, and the Rabbi Shloim didn't allow the Avunim who weren't Zoicha, they should see the Pach HaShemen, the Hashmanuim, they came in, there was a nest, they found, they saw the Pach HaShemen straight away. Somebody who understands, this is the Yesod of Chanukah, to look at the Neiros and to take out this lesson, he can make a brucha. This is in itself the Yesod of Chanukah. The putting on the menorah is the Heichetimsa, but this is the actual lesson of Chanukah. And because this is what we learn out from Chanukah, from the menorah, that's why we find in many Sforim is written that it's not correct for a person merely to light the menorah and to run off. You're supposed to stay by the menorah, if you can, for at least a half an hour. The first one to write this Yesod is the Makor Chayim. The Makor Chayim was written by the Chavis Yue 350 years ago, was one of the greatest Haposkim, but his Sefer was never printed. Only recently, 40 years ago, it was printed from the Ksav Yad. And because of that, he was never quoted by any of the Gedolim, because they didn't have his Sefer. But writes the Chavis Yue, nearly the Ikka Mitzvah, he Shiyah Hamadlik Eitzel Hanerus Chatsi Shul Lirois Oysom. We understand there's a mitzvah of Pesimanissa. We're so makpid to light it by a window. People should be able to see Pesimanissa. So you're so makpid for Pesimanissa for the people outside, you need to have the Pesimanissa for yourself. You should also be able to see it. So he writes, the Ikka mitzvah is to be a half an hour. The loisagi sheyadlik v'yelech lemukim acher. It's not good enough, writes the Chavis Yue, Mekor Chayim, that you should light it and then go off. You're supposed to stay, look at the neiros. Why do you have to stay for half an hour? So writes the Chok Kivereva, a gewaltig yesod on the pusik in Parshas Re'eh, the Yidin homa mitzvah to be oiler. We have a mitzvah, Lirois Penei Hashchina. Said the Torah, to a Yid comes to the Beis Hamikdash, if for Nisa Baboika Vaholachta Laoyalecha. In the morning you go back home, which means to say a Yid couldn't decide, you know what, I'm going to go to the Beis Hamikdash, I can fit in the Beis Hamikdash into my schedule between 3:45 and 4 o'clock. I'll come in, I'll give a little hello to the Kohen Gudel, Dalton, say hello to this one and that one, show my face. Sometimes people go to Simcha, they quickly do the rounds, mouth of their mechitin, yen mechitin. I'll quickly do the rounds, and I've said hello, I came, lirois v'leiruois, and off I go. Says the Torah, no. If onisu baboika, you have to stay overnight. Why do you have to stay overnight? Like the Chokke Rebbe, there's a difference between Re'iyah Gashmis and Re'iyah Ruchnis. A Re'iyah Gashmis, to see something, it's good enough. I saw it for a second, I saw it, I know what it is, I've seen it, I understand. But when it comes to Re'iyah Ruchnis, to be Mekabel a Toive B'derech Ruchnis, Lezeh Tzrichim Ikev. This takes time. V'loy Tekev Kashi Yuvoy, Laharois Yifuneh Mishom. And not straight away when you come, off you run. Therefore, says the Torah, you come to the Beis HaMikdash, Ifonisa Baboika V'olachto Lecho. So therefore, when it comes to looking at the menorah, it isn't good enough just to light the menorah, just look at it for one second, fine, I've seen it, and off you go. But you're supposed to sit by the menorah and to take into yourself all the hashpus of the menorah, and through that one is zoicha to be mekabel all the gitter hashpus. The Alter Chotkiv Rebbe said over in the name of the Abteruv that somebody who is unfortunately, he's depressed, he suffers from Atzus Emura Shechaira. It's a skill for this person, he should look at the menorah. Look at the menorah, and that, the Ne'er Mitzvah, will rekindle his neshama, the Ne'er Hashem, Nishmas Udom. This is the Avoida of Chanukah. The Avoida of Chanukah is by looking at the menorah, the Ne'er Mitzvah of the Torah. Oh, this should bring about that we should be Zoicha to open our eyes and to have Ischachus and Torah. We say every single day in the Bruch of Ahava Rabba, we ask, the same Belibeini Bino, Lehoven, Lehavskil, Lishmoya, Lilmoid, Lelamed, Lishma, Vlasu, Lekaimus, Kol Divri, Salma, Torasechel, Bahava. And then we add on, Vahue Eineini, Besoiro Sechel. What does this mean? We've already asked for it all. Lehovin and Lehavskilan. What are we adding on? V'huereineini b'soiru sechel. Zugin mefoshim, this is a pshat in the pusik. Gal einai v'abito nifluois mitoiru sechel. But ask the Reboshim, please Reboshim, open my eyes and I should be able to see nifluois mitoiru sechel. There are two forms of vision. There's the push to gashmistika form of vision. A person sees something, and then there is the much deeper form of vision. Vayifkach Elohim eseinel. That a person is zoicha, the Reboshim opens his eyes. Venifkechi eneichem. A person's eyes are suddenly opened and he understands things which are lemala miderech hateva. This is the gal einai. Reboshim, open my eyes. Vabitim nifluis mitarasechel. State in Alas Furim, as Chanukah is the zman, a special zman when a person is zoicha to moy. In limit hatoira. Why? Ki ne Hashem nishmas udom ne mitzvah v'toira. Through the ne mitzvah brings about an oya in the Torah. What's it mean? It brings about an oya. But pshat is a person can be zoicha to this madrega through the menorah, understanding that the ness of the menorah was this ness of a yifkach elikim esenei the chashmenuim. Saw the Pach HaShemen, which the Avunim had failed to see. They were Zoicha to this Brucha, and therefore through looking at the Menorah, through Bimizboinim this Ness, we can also be Zoicha to this Madrega, Gal Einai, Vabit, and the first of Sechel, Omen Ken Yerutzai. Thank you.